we doing? Where am I? Who are you?
You're the project manager.
Who's that other
guy? Manager, you're supposed to know.
No, I'm supposed to ask everybody else to tell me what's going on. That is entirely my job. If you could give me a status.
Yes, the
on
status
this project.
Is greetings, Apropostors, and welcome to the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
But no, 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 no.
With
that
your
did
hosts.
Not that did not meet requirements.
It's a smart goal.
No, no, no. You have not hit all of that tasks in that user story.
Shit.
We're going to do this again. Apropos-y.
Apropos-y. Because we're the Apropostors. Okay.
Yeah, well, sure. So we're talking to the Apropos-y, okay? Okay. And then it's not welcome. We're not that nice. Let's
buckle up for the sex.
We just get right the fuck into it.
All right.
Can you try this again, James?
Greetings, Apropos-y. And buckle up for the sex. It's time for the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
Good enough. Good enough. We hit our 80%. With your hosts.
James.
Jenna.
And special guest.
I'm back, baby.
I got to watch Salsa
that is-
die as you fucked up that intro.
This is the first time I've tried it. I've done it before.
He said Apropostors, and I just went, ugh.
I watched you die inside. I was like, oh my God, Salsa's back, and James just killed him.
Yeah, we need a drink after that.
I sure as fuck
do. Yeah, I do. So we're drinking ice cubes.
Yes.
Cool.
We're drinking ice cubes with booze on them.
Ice, baby.
All right, so I need to preface this slightly. So I was in Greece.
What?
All right, I know. And while I was
in... paper towel in order to...
While I was in Greece, I tried boozes.
Mm. Yay.
I tried ouzo.
Ooh.
Didn't like it.
Ah.
Wasn't for me. Ouzo, for those that don't know, is a Greek, beverage, but it is flavored with anise.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And it just tasted like black licorice.
Yeah.
And it wasn't for me. Wasn't for me.
I agree with you. That does not sound appetizing.
And then I tried something called Sapporo.
Okay.
Sure.
Which is another Greek booze. They have an anise flavored and a not anise flavored, and the anise flavored tastes almost exactly like ouzo. It's made completely differently, but it basically tastes the same.
All right.
And the non anise flavored
convergent evolution
Sapporo, is just nothing but jet fuel.
Okay.
It's super high octane.
Huh. All right. All right then.
And then I stumbled upon this, and this is a drink called Mastika.
Literally stumbled on it because he had tried an awful lot of ouzo.
But this is a drink called Mastika. And this is a liqueur.
All right.
And it is made from a resin from the mastic tree.
Huh.
So I could rosin my violin bow with it.
Yes. So I am guessing... I don't know for a fact.
Mm.
I'm guessing that Jenna will not like this as much.
All right.
But I think James will. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I drank a shit ton of this stuff.
Hey. All right.
Salsa, however.
Thank you.
Already knows where he's at.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm going to do this
Some
proper.
Lawn chairs.
I was going to sniff it.
Give it a smell.
What does that smell like?
Fresh cut lettuce.
Yes. Actually, that is entirely what that smells like. You are correct.
Yep. Yep. Bin of lettuce at a Subway.
Yeah.
Maybe a tomato or something. But like you open up a box that has a salad in it.
It smells like a Subway salad.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
God, that's good. God, that's good.
Mmm.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how I feel about
that. Got that... It definitely has, a wooden front
a
of house.
Slight pininess to it.
Just behind the teeth.
But it's not like
it's
a Pine Sol gin
exactly,
cleaner.
Right. Exactly.
No,
and it's very... It's got
very
a sweetness
sweet.
To it.
It's very sweet.
That is really helping to balance that for
mm-hmm,
me. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Oh. This tastes like a really... good, productive, happy day in the wood shop.
With sugar on it.
With sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's like I take that first sip and there's a part of me that goes, mm. And then the rest of it, like as the sweetness brings everything forward
and the
more.
The warmth gets into your chest.
And it gets in there. I'm like, oh, that's lovely. And so I'm very conflicted about this. You, congratulations. You have gotten me a drink that has confused me.
I kind of guessed that it could go either way with you.
Mm-hmm. Right, no.
Raiderly.
Rumor has it.
Raiderly did not care for this one.
No. Asshole. Raiderly did not care
for it. She did not care for this one.
Fair enough. Yeah.
And so I kind of was going, Jenna might not either.
I mean, Raiderly and I do have very similar booze tastes. Mm-hmm. So that makes sense. Yeah, I think I'll continue drinking it.
But served with an ice cube.
Yeah.
Because perfect. I will say, so that initial is one thing, but then the rest of the goodness lasts longer.
Mm-hmm.
So... Mm. I don't know. It might be like, I'm going to, in my brain, compare it to drinking a rough peaty scotch, where sometimes that initial
the sandpaper on the front.
Yep. And then the rest of it, I mellow into.
Oh,
so.
This is pretty amazing.
Say that one. Yeah.
What's the proof on that?
It's not that bad, actually.
In Greek or U.S.?
24%.
Yeah, is that metric?
Oh, right.
Or, no, that's...
Thank you. So
it's 48 proof.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that could be a lot. Yeah,
that was about what I guessed.
This bottle is covered in Greek writing.
Oh, good.
But, yeah.
Let me take a look.
But, no, there's English, too.
But, yeah. That's Greek to me. Yeah.
All right.
You studied Russian. You'd actually...
I would know
pretty,
some of them.
We'll talk about this.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
No,
all right.
I was in Greece for my birthday.
Bye. Yay!
Because I have the best wife ever.
You really do. I
mean, yeah.
Yeah, she's been planning this for a long fucking time.
I know. Do you know how hard it's been to not say a goddamn fucking thing?
Probably pretty difficult. No, I got so much to talk about, so let's dive in.
All right.
Shall we? All right, I made notes.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, I knew.
So, entire first section is just going to be Salsa talking about stuff. We can kind of take a nap while he goes.
Unless you want to talk about what you did, and then we'll just have me barrel through the rest of it.
I'm curious, though.
I have a beverage. So but I have a feeling, like, if I start, Salsa's is going to be way more of a happy pick-me-up. Because we don't want to end with me.
Okay, let's talk about you.
All right. Okay,
So I had a shit week.
I'm sorry.
Number one, my computer hates me. It started with...
And that asshole Salsa came home.
I know, right? Well, that was just
gets worse.
Icing on the cake. Also, we had snow. You're welcome, fucker.
We'll be talking about that.
I was like, there's snow here and Salsa isn't here to enjoy it yet. But he will be. last podcast, had a lovely stream with our lovely guest, Nick. Go listen to that. It's pretty fun and very long.
Fuck, it was fun.
But then I had to do a self-review on Tuesday.
Oh.
And I was like, well, if this is the worst thing that happens in my week, that's fine. No. No. No.
That's why you knock on wood when you say
that's
shit one, like
I
that.
Did.
Oh, no.
I knocked on that desk.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. For Formica or something? Mm. Didn't
it's kind
take...
of a present. Oh, God. All right.
All right.
Wednesday... I went to do the streaming stuff that I like to do, right? Mm-hmm. I my computer's doing everything fine. I haven't changed any fucking settings. Since I have started streaming, I have only been using the headset with the mic with Discord and a story. I never changed the settings anymore because Discord has always fucked with my microphone when I go to change it back and forth between applications. So I just stopped doing that. And that seemed to be fine. However,
dun, dun, dun.
We, I get online with my family, my brother and my daughter, because we're going to stream Valheim, which is our family tradition now, every Wednesday. If you haven't heard of it, what the fuck have you been listening to for the past 4 months? But so I go to join our Discord group and they can't hear me.
Oh, shit.
And Discord is giving me a little message that says, hey, we can't hear you. And I'm like, well, son of a bitch. So I go into the Discord settings. And I fuck with all of those.
Okay.
And then I restart Discord. And same thing. And I was like, okay, well, let me check the computer. And I look in the computer settings. And it's like, yes, you definitely have a microphone. I'm like, great. Awesome. That's fantastic. And then the computer was like, you should test it. And I was like, okay, I'm going to test it. And the computer was like, you don't have a microphone. I was like, oh, yeah, I do. You just told me I had a microphone.
Yeah.
It was like, we're not hearing you. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like checking the, because I have a mute button on my headset.
Right.
So I'm like checking that.
Yeah.
Like 15 times. Like test, 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 test. I'm like, okay. So then, I try, let's see. The last time this had happened, well, okay, first I do a restart. I just restart the whole computer because at that point, that's what you do.
Yeah. Right? IT department, have you tried turning it off and back on again?
Exactly. So I try restarting the whole fucking computer. Does not work. The last time this happened, I was able to fix it by deleting all of Discord, including going into the registry and swimming through keys and removing anything Discord related.
Right.
So I do that. And reinstall Discord, start it back up. And now I can't even hear my family.
Oh, no.
So I restart my computer, and now I can hear my family, but they still can't hear me. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to start looking at various drivers. And like, there were a few, like, check for updates, things like that. Check for any Windows updates. Check for updates on anything possibly even remotely associated with this. And I was like, God, I should probably start looking for like specific chipset drivers. And it's been a fucking forever since I looked up a PID. So I'm just like, I'm just going to, you know what? I'm calling it for tonight, kids. We're not, I just can't do this right now. And then James messaged and he was like, hey, can I help? And I was like, hey, buddy. Guess who offered?
Yeah.
And James and I was said, like, did you plug the headphones into the computer?
Oh, he did ask me a couple of basic questions before I was like, my dear sweet James.
Yeah,
I'm just waiting for the punchline to be something simple.
My first question was, do you want any assistance?
Oh my God, which is the best fucking question. Friends, I'm going to say there are probably more guys that need to listen to this one. But friends overall, regardless of identity, before you start giving help, make sure that a person is in the place to receive the help. Sometimes a person just needs to vent and doesn't need to fix it, right? And James and I have been friends for many years, and he has discovered the art of
tactfully asking
first. Which is lovely. It's like help consent. It's great. So James asks, and I was like, I don't remember if, because I messaged you a couple times that night.
Yes, yeah. For some, you were like, nope, I don't. then later.
And it was possibly like one of the harshest nopes I've ever given.
Oh, I understand.
And it wasn't due to you.
No.
It was due to where I was at.
Absolutely.
Which is, nope, that's no.
Just fucking done.
Fucking mm-hmm. done. Mm-hmm. So yeah, then later we're chatting and I think you gave a couple of ideas and you're like, oh, have you tried the chipset drivers? And I was like, yeah, that was going to be my next step. Mm-hmm. Do you want to do it? I was like, but then I thought to myself, this computer's been cranky with the microphone ever since I got it. Mm-hmm. As far as Discord, mm-hmm. maybe I should start with, I don't have a lot of programs on here. I don't really keep a lot of things on my computer.
Right.
Most of what I have is Steam related and everything else is a free download. So I'm going to do a reset.
Mm.
So I start this reset. And it starts doing things. It's like, hey, are you sure you want to do this reset? Mm-hmm. And I was like, yes, I am sure. That's why I told you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the computer goes, okay. And then there's like a processing bar thing. And mm-hmm. I walk away for a little bit and I come back to it. And my screen is blank. And I'm like, oh, okay, maybe it's doing a thing. So I walk away for a little bit longer, mm-hmm. and I come back, and my screen is blank. Mm-hmm. Now the computer is going, and I know this because I have the most delightfully obnoxious spinny LED lights on the front of my computer.
Rachel loves those, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can change the colors on them by pushing the button. Oh. I should have told you that. You would have had so much fun.
I would have had so much fun.
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, it's a thing on the front, yeah. So it's, you know.
RGB makes it go faster.
Yes. And I'm like, well, the computer is on.
It's thinking.
It's maybe doing something. Mm. Maybe it's waiting for some kind of an input that I can't mm-hmm. see that it's waiting for.
Sure, because it's already disabled.
And I was like, okay, well, right now, the monitors are plugged in through my docking station. Maybe it's having problems with that.
Very good idea.
Thank you. I have been in this industry for a while.
Yeah.
So I take the HDMI cable from the one monitor and I plug it into the HDMI port on the video card portion and there's nothing doing. And I was like, okay, well, maybe I need to plug it in. Maybe the DVI will be better. And so I try that.
Yeah.
And then, like, there's... there's the main card, but then there's also like an overall card thing. So I was like, mm-hmm. what if I plug it into that one? And I just could not get any kind of visual off of this computer in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, James, dear friend James, remember when you offered to help? I am tired mm-hmm. of this bullshit and shenanigans. I will look at it again in the morning and maybe try some things then if I even have the ability. But in the meantime, can we make plans for you to take a look at my computer?
Mm-hmm.
So, I looked at my computer that next morning, and there was still nothing on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, son of a bitch. All right, well, I'm gonna go make coffee, and then I'll deal with this, right? And as I start to head towards the kitchen... to go make my morning coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I hear squeaking.
Mm.
And I look on the floor. And the mouse trap that used to be under the cabinet was right in the middle of my kitchen floor.
Oh, Jesus.
With a stuck mouse that was unhappy about the situation. And I was like, well, I'm out of here.
Yep.
Like, I grabbed my work laptop and my phone and just left.
Yep.
And there's like a little nook in my apartment complex that nobody ever goes. I was like, I'm going to go down there and start my work day.
Yeah.
Actually, I was going to go to the party room first, but it doesn't open until 8. Like, my fob can't open it till 8, and I start work at 7. So I went down to the nook.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, after a couple of hours, I went to talk to the apartment lady. And I filed... We have online maintenance tickets. So I filed an online maintenance ticket. And then a couple hours later, I went to talk to the lady in the office, and she, like, and this dear sweet woman, our apartment manager is a fucking saint. Every time I've had any kind of issue and talked to her about it, she has been like, oh my God, well, let's go take care of this right away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just nice. Like, hearts. so I told her that there was a mouse in my apartment and that I had filed a ticket and that I was down here because I have a mouse phobia. And she goes, oh my God, my daughter has a mouse phobia. I completely understand what you're going through. This is very serious and we are going to get this taken care of. And I just about cried. Because I'm like, I'm feeling hurt right now. People are being nice and not dismissing it because it's dumb. Like, you know, it's just like, eh, I'm getting a little misty just thinking about it. Honestly. So she was like, here's the Wi-Fi password. Stop using your hotspot. Go up to the party room. Make yourself comfortable. And I'll work with maintenance. We're going to get this mouse thing taken care of. We're also, I'm going to have them do a check for any holes around the apartment, including along the heat register, which is probably where it's coming in. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, that probably likely, is where that's coming in. And she's like, we are going to take care of this. And I'm just like, okay. So I spent a couple hours working in the party room until I started losing power because I didn't bring any chargers.
Sure, right.
And then I went down to talk to the lady again. She's like, well, I don't... They're apparently training in a new guy today, so things are taking a bit longer. Plus, there was a plumbing issue at another property and this, that, and the other thing. And I'm like, I get it. Plumbing takes precedence.
Sure.
Sure. I'm like, well, my phone's dead, so I'm not going to be able to follow up on any tickets... eventually my work laptop's gonna die. If you want to reach me, I'll just be in the party room. She's like, you know what? I'm just gonna go up there and take care of this myself. And she went in there and she comes out of my apartment with a thing and is like, don't look. And I'm like, too late. She's like, ah, and she's like, okay. Well, I'm going to take care of this. I was like, I'm probably just going to dash in there, grab what I need, and leave again. She's like, I understand that. I'll find you in the party room if I need you. Or if I have more information. I was like, okay. And so I did that. I was brave enough. I collected my dirty laundry because the laundry room is right around the corner from the party room. So it was like, I can at least get some laundry done while I'm up here. That tracks with
what I know of you.
Yeah.
As long as there's a disaster, I might as well get everything done.
Right. Thank you. So then after a little bit, I went.
That's a t-shirt for you. Right
there. Yeah.
I went downstairs. Basically grabbed a few things that I needed. I spent no more than 10 minutes in that apartment and I went over to Joe's and there I have been ever since. I did stop by for a couple hours yesterday just to try to feel comfortable in the apartment again. But yeah, it was unpleasant and I have not been back today. I've had a really rough day to day, like anxiety wise. And I was like, this isn't the time.
That's understandable.
So, yeah, that was all of that. But then Friday, I got to see Die Hard.
Yes.
Not the movie, the theatrical production.
Gasp.
Oh, my God, it's the best fucking thing ever. I'd tell you to go get tickets, but you can't because they sold out after, 3 days of being open.
Yep.
But it was incredible, and I got to finally see a show that's been running for 10 fucking years. It was so good to be able to just laugh. Like, it reinstated for me my personal need for theater to exist in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was actually feeling good.
Yeah.
Which hadn't happened for a few days. I was just like, ah. So yeah. And then, last night I went to go see Monster Science. Ran into some asshole.
Oh, yeah.
Who stole my computer.
Yeah, that seems right.
Yeah, yeah. But it was a delightful show. And I got to hang out with delightful people. And also some asshole that stole my computer in the end. So that's what I've been up to.
Yeah. James?
Well, aside from stealing Jenna's computer and going to Monster Science, I think there was a fencing booth thing on... No, I'm joking.
You just about killed me.
I'm fucking kidding.
You just about... I was like, did I miss time with my boothies? Oh, God.
I was going to joke that you and I did a fencing booth thing on Sunday, as is tradition.
Right.
But no.
Okay.
Although, so on Friday, I ended up seeing Die Hard also, but rather than seeing Die Hard 2.
Fair.
I ended up seeing Die Hard also, but I was not lucky enough to get tickets...
To the theatrical production.
So, yeah, Bryn and I watched first the movies that made us on Netflix. We watched the Die Hard episode, which is out fucking standing. And then, and the editing and everything on that is dynamite. And then we watched the movie, as is tradition. Yeah. And then after we watched that, I got to meet up with Jenna on Sunday.
Yeah.
In order to see Monster Science. Yeah. It was fucking fantastic. Matt Kesson has not lost anything in stage presence.
Oh, God, no.
And had us laughing within the first 10 seconds.
If anything, I think he's gotten better because I think not having an audience for a while has helped him.
It's made him hungry.
He's been storing it up.
Yeah, basically, he has been hungry for those responses and for those interactions.
Exploded out of
him.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, so, my God.
There was that. It's been a reasonable week. Jenna, I'm happy to report that I plugged your computer into my TV set, and it just fucking worked.
That was the kicker. That was the fucking kicker.
I don't...
Right? Right? James messages me, and he's like, so I plugged in your computer. What's wrong with it? And I'm just like, he's like, yeah, I got the...
There was a mouse. That's what's wrong with it.
He's like, so yeah, I plugged in your computer, and it booted right up, and
yeah,
I've got
a
splash screen. And
yeah.
So what's the problem? And I'm just like, well... none of what you said had just happened for me. So already,
But yeah, the thing is, I have had that happen before.
Right.
And the offer still stands. I will troubleshoot it in context if there continue to be issues.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, sometimes that's what you gotta fucking do.
Right.
There was that. And, had kind of a good day today, and I have more dates now who have food issues, and I feel like I owe you a debt of gratitude because finding drinks and making pies and things for you has definitely helped me to be very cautious about things that might be in whatever people are eating or drinking.
Oh, God. Yeah. I'm glad I could be that wingman for you.
Yeah, she was like, yeah, I'm allergic to MSG. And I was like, thank you, Jenna. Yep.
So glad I could help.
Yep. So there's that. That's pretty much it for me. Had kind of a relaxing weekend for, like, really real. I played video games. Holy fuck.
Ooh.
Yeah. And, like, planned out the gifts that I'm going to get people.
Mm.
And attended some art fairs. Huh? And those were all fucking great. Yeah.
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 Oh, I forgot one other thing. I got my hairs cut.
Ooh.
I did go see Justin Link of Alchemy Salons.
Which hairs?
All of them.
All of them?
No, that was a statement. Which hairs?
I mean...
The hair of a witch. That's.
I didn't... I mean...
They look magical. That's,
oh, okay.
I knew Justin was a wizard with, clippers, but I didn't realize he did all of them.
This is true.
You just have to ask, really.
That's fair. So yeah, I am the shortest I have been in like 15 years.
It looks darker too.
Shut the hell up, asshole.
Is it darker too?
It is darker. It's honestly, it's back to what I used to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we had tried it a bit lighter, bleaching out and getting some oranges in there, and I liked the look. But the oranges fade faster out of my hair than the rest of my hair. So I ended up with just like these bleached yellows contrasting against things. I wasn't a fan.
Yeah.
Sure. So yeah, we just kept it dark.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
And yeah, I got my reds and my purples.
For the winter.
Yes. Yes, I cut my hair shorter for the winter.
We removed the sunset from your hair because the sun is no longer in the sky. For 6 months, it will be dark like your haircut.
So anyway, Justin did my hair, and like he gets a cut and he does his styling thing. I was like, I wish I could just do the styling that you do. And he's like, well, you just do it this way. I'm like, yeah, I know. And that's what I do.
Right.
I have the same problem when he cuts my hair.
I'm like, friend, I did exactly the things you just described to me.
Yeah, it's but like trying to somehow paint with Bob Ross.
Mine's different.
Yeah.
No, exactly. Almost that same conversation I have had with him, where I'm like, I really need you to do something that is going to be low maintenance, so that I can actually make it look like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And every time he's like, oh, this will be really easy to you just do this, and I'm like, we have different definitions of low maintenance.
Right.
No,
right.
But the thing is that like I now have curls, so low maintenance just doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's just what happens. But he's like, oh, you just do this, this, and this. I'm like, that is what I do, Justin.
Right.
I did it exactly the way you told me last time.
Same as you.
I've had somehow, the exact same experience.
I get wild,
with
crazy chaos, and you get, and I walked out of his salon looking like a 20s flapper. It was gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, when he does it, I'm like walking out of a movie set.
Right.
And when I do it, it's just like curly chaos, which is still fun.
Yeah.
Sure.
But it's not that glamour.
Yeah.
That,
not the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he put my hair up in order to start, you know, like grabbing little segments of it when I got my hair dyed. And he would just take a pen and just like, whoop, 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 and then stick the pen through it and it would stay.
Right. Yeah.
It and I was like, how do you do this?
I did learn how to do that.
Oh,
it takes forever to figure out, but it has to do with how you twist it at the very base of the hair thing and shove it through.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it takes practice, but it is doable.
Okay. I have tried so many fucking times. I bought a hair stick just for that.
Okay.
Little chopsticks.
No, one of the steel ones from Forge at Fest.
Mm.
Because I think that like
Legacy
chopstick
Legacy
hair
Forge.
Bun thing looks really neat, but
yeah,
it's
like
just impossible to not have it fall out within 3 minutes.
Yeah. Well, and I have super thick hair.
Yeah?
Or used to. I think it's thinning a bit because, you know.
Same.
My hair is doing crazy things.
Yep. So there's that.
Should we take a break?
I'm for it.
Sure.
Let's do that.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about my favorite subject.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, Apropos of Nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Hammer down rabbit ears. Hammer down rabbit ears.
No. Why?
I've been asking that same question.
Look.
Years.
Salsa. Salsa.
What?
I know. I suggested it. You have to take partial ownership for this.
I take only ownership for... We're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
I waited until I took a mouthful of beverage.
Yes.
I take full ownership of that.
Thanks. All right.
And
hey, Salsa, have you done anything interesting?
I don't know if you've heard.
No. All right, moving on.
Yeah.
But I was in another country, and I have a story to tell. All right, it all began 40 years ago.
Jesus Christ.
And Mr. and Mrs. Salsa.
Yes. That is how Nick started the second segment last week, too. So all right, be careful.
Skipping forward. Tuesday, weeks ago. So we get to the airport, and I find out where we're going. Because I didn't know either. My wife kept this a secret for me, and it was a good one. Yeah. So I get to the airport, and we got a little bit of time before we have to go. And our first leg is to Chicago.
Okay.
And so we get to the airport. You know, we get through security.
Did you get some alert while you were there?
No.
I just ruined the whole thing for him.
So we get there. We get through security. We're at the Minneapolis St. Paul Airport.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm going on vacation. I'm going to the bar. So I do. And we go to the bar. And, look at the drink menu. And I'm like, I'm on vacation. I'm going to get something fancy.
Do it.
So I'm like, I'm going to order a Negroni. And so I do. And I order a Negroni. And, we're sitting there. They bring it to me. And, about halfway through my Negroni, when the waitress comes up and hands me a Negroni.
Oh.
What?
And I kind of look at it, and she goes, the bartender says he made the first one the wrong.
Huh.
And this one's right, so here you go.
Well, okay then.
And, I mean, it did taste a little different.
Yeah.
But it still had booze in it, so I was like, okay.
So you got a double Negroni?
So I got a double Negroni.
Nice.
So we get to...
And a partridge.
Get to Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Get to Chicago. We have a layover in Chicago. So I'm like, I'm going to go to the bar. I'm going to go to the bar.
Did you get a Negroni?
No. I was just like, I've already had a Negroni. I had my fancy drink. I'm going to get a gin and tonic.
Yeah.
And so
I ruined Christmas.
Sit at the bar. I order a gin and tonic.
Christmas.
Finish my gin and tonic. I'm sitting there. I've got my book. I'm reading my book. Drinking my gin and tonic.
Yeah.
The waitress makes eye contact with me, and I give her the signal for the check, which she interprets as a signal for another.
Oh.
Oh.
So next thing I know, I have another gin and tonic in front of me.
Oh. Well.
Okay. I'm on vacation.
When in Rome?
I'm on fucking vacation. So,
Can't let you go to waste, little fella.
So I have a second gin and tonic. I haven't even left the country yet. I'm four drinks in. So we get on the airplane. Our flight is to Zurich. We're on the flight and we're flying, and drinks cart comes by. And I'm like, I would like a beer, please. And so they're like, cool, what do you have? They have Heineken. I'm like, cool, that works. Hands me a Heineken. I crack that open. And then the flight attendant goes, do you want a second one just to have? And I'm like, yes, I do.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm on vacation.
So you're still not technically out of the country yet.
I'm still technically not even out of the country.
International waters.
I am already two Negroni, two gin and tonics, and two beers in, and I haven't even gotten out of the country.
Yes. Fucking doing it right.
Oh, hell yeah. No, I was having a great time. I was literally flying. Which was fantastic, by the way, because we flew Swiss Air.
Oh.
And I, in case you didn't know, used to live in Switzerland.
I've heard about this.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe once
word
or
around
twice.
The bathroom.
So not only do I speak Swiss, German, but I speak Swiss.
Nice. Yeah.
And so the flight attendant comes by and I greet them in Swiss.
Which sounds like?
A language. So the rest of the flight.
Sure.
The rest
that
of the flight.
That was a pretty cheesy joke.
Yeah, it's like German, but with holes in it.
Yep.
Oh my God.
So the rest of the flight, you know, my wife is sitting next to me, and they ask her what she wants, and then they ask me what I want in Swiss.
Ah.
And I was just like, I still got it. I still got it. I was like, I don't know how long I'm going to keep this up, but I still got it. Because asking for drinks is easy, but when they start coming around and ask for dinner and asking me which one I want, I don't know how much I'm going to remember, but I got through it.
Hey.
I got through the flight.
Yeah.
I was like, I still got it. It's still in there.
Nice.
Because it kind of, for me, was the test. It's been 20 years since I spoke Swiss with anyone. And so to be able to have the flight attendant go, oh, okay, this person is Swiss. We'll, you know, talk to them in this language. Felt pretty good. You know, nice. To be able to kind of pass,
yeah,
so to speak.
Right.
Also, just hearing that accent again, because I've Swiss German is a very different beast than German,
right?
In the same way that Tennessee English is different than British. You know, it's the same language, but it sounds a lot different. And so, you know, I know people that speak German, but they speak German.
Yeah.
And I've seen TV shows and heard songs that were in German, but it's all in German. And to hear the Swiss accent, like we get to the Zurich airport and we're walking to the airport and like the announcements, I'm just like, I can hear the accent and I'm just like, oh, it felt like a homecoming. I was having emotional responses to it. I really was. Just hearing that accent was pretty fucking amazing. I do have to say, I really did get emotional and started tearing up. Not necessarily because I was always six drinks in.
Well,
but that probably contributed. But yeah, having that, also the thing that I discovered, when traveling internationally right now, there is a document worth more than your passport.
Yes.
And it is the vaccination card.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because you show your passport once, maybe twice at each place. You show your vaccination card six times everywhere.
Okay.
Like to get from one flight to the next to transfer flights.
Yeah.
Like we crossed from USA to EU and I had to show my passport. But to get from terminal to terminal, I had to show my vaccination card.
Okay.
And then to get through security, I had to show my vaccination card. And then to get from the flight to baggage claim, I had to show my vaccination card. Like, and that thing was, and it was, I loved it because everywhere we went, restaurant, shop, hotel, let me see your vaccination card.
Oh, lovely.
We, you know, we're walking around Athens and we would walk, it was a little curio knickknack shop, you know, tucked around a corner, and we'd walk in and they'd be like, greetings, welcome, thank you for coming, let me see your vaccination card.
Nice.
It was fantastic.
That makes me happy.
Which, you know, Greece is having a problem with it, COVID right now, so they're think they're hyper aware of it.
Yeah.
But it was just nice to know that they were taking it seriously.
That somebody somewhere gives a shit.
They were taking it seriously.
Yeah.
It was, so fantastic. Anyway, Athens. Athens, we land, it's already late, we get off the plane, we take a bus to our hotel, which is in the fucking center of Athens. Like, our hotel was between the Acropolis and the Temple of Zeus.
Wow.
Boom. Yeah. Fucking smack dab in the middle. The Hadrian's Arch and the Temple of Zeus was outside our front window, and out the back window where the restaurant was the Acropolis.
Wow. Dang.
Amazing. Nice. So good. But anyway, so we get in a hotel, we do that. Next morning, we have a tour of the Acropolis. And before we do that, it starts at 11. So we're wandering around, we get some breakfast, we're going to do a little shopping and wandering and stuff like that. So we're wandering up and down the streets a little bit. And I feel like the dark side behind me. Like, there's a presence behind me. Well, you know, we're walking along, and suddenly I'm like, I should move.
Oh.
And okay. So, like, and Raylie felt it, too. Like, we both were like, we both, like, without even realizing, just, like, took a step to the side. And... and then this like businessman type walks past us.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then his first 6.5-foot bodyguard walks past us.
Right. Okay.
Oh, wow.
And then his second bodyguard walks past us, who would make a linebacker blush. And then his third bodyguard walks past us, all with suits that aren't quite big enough for their arms, and right. We knew they were bodyguards because they had the little earpiece with the coily thing coming down.
Yeah.
And we're just like, oh, I don't know who that was, but they were probably important.
Yeah.
And they're striding down the street like they got somewhere to be.
Can I pause for a second?
Go ahead.
A thing that I've always wanted to do
is
go to another country, wear fancy clothes, and have like 3 or 4 dudes dressed up as bodyguards.
Follow you.
Yeah.
You have to have 1 or 2 go in first for every shop.
Absolutely.
Like, and then be like, okay. And then walk in all great.
But like the parliament of, you know, Athens is the capital, and the parliament building is on the other side of the park from the Temple of Zeus. So it's right there. So it was probably like a politician of some sort.
Okay.
Off for breakfast or lunch or whatever like that. But it was just like this moment of like, somebody important just walked by.
Right.
And we don't know who it is.
Should have asked to take a picture with one of the bodyguards.
No, I feel like I probably would have not felt good walking up to them. But no, so anyway, Athens was beautiful. We toured the Acropolis, the Parthenon, the Acropolis Museum. I could talk about that. That could be an episode all to itself. It was so fucking cool.
Join us next week for part 2.
Oh, God.
But at some point I realized everybody's wearing coats. As a matter of fact, I only saw one person all day wearing a t-shirt.
Huh.
And that person was me.
Yeah.
What was the weather over there?
The weather was gorgeous as far as I was concerned.
Right, yeah.
But that's not there, metric.
They're in winter.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
But I wanted
mid-50s.
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 Okay, yeah, fuck that.
It was mid-50s. I'm walking around in a t-shirt. And all of the Greeks are, like, wearing puffy coats and stuff like that. They were like, it's winter for them.
Yes, Greece.
Texas because it gets 100 degrees in the summer, you know?
Sure. We get 100 degrees in the summer, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was this was cold for them. They were cold, and I was walking around in a t-shirt for half the vacation.
Yeah.
I was just like, I'm in a t-shirt because it's beautiful out, and I'm having a great time. And people, like... There was more than once we would stop at a cafe or a restaurant where Raiderly would have to explain to the waitress why I wasn't wearing a coat.
Nice.
Because they were really looking at me funny.
Just looks up in the phrase book, the Greek-English phrase book, lunatic.
Yeah.
No, but she was just like, we're from Minnesota, it's snowing at home, we like the cold, he's fine. And we're like, oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear my coat.
Did you have other people be like, excuse me, sir, are you going to be warm enough?
Oh, no. I was having a great time. Anyway, so I found out something really, really interesting.
Hmm.
Really fucking interesting.
Okay.
You're all aware of Socrates, right?
I think so.
So, Crates?
Who was Socrates?
Philosopher.
Okay.
Wasn't Socrates... Aristotle's pupil? Oh,
right.
Yeah.
So he was a philosopher, a thinker.
Yeah.
But was that his job? Or was that something he did in his free time?
Well, I assume he waited tables like every other philosopher.
No.
That's Socrates. Hilarious.
Socrates.
He a politician?
No.
No.
Socrates was a stonemason.
Really?
Huh. All right.
And
one of the philosophers was also a politician. I just don't remember which one.
Can you guess what work Socrates the stonemason worked on?
Hmm.
You've heard of it. You know it. Think of the first one you can think of.
Colosseum?
In Athens.
I'm wrong. That's in Rome.
In Athens.
Yeah.
Venus?
No.
Medusa.
Big fucking building on top of a rock.
I was going to... Temple of...
The Parthenon.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Socrates was a stonemason for the fucking Parthenon.
What's the Parthenon?
Well, it's half of the Phullenon.
Okay.
No, I feel like I just failed. When I didn't get Parthenon right away,
Salsa is so sad right now. I'm sure if you showed me a picture, I would be like, oh, that thing. But I'm so bad at names.
It's a little roof
on
top of a set of columns is what's left of it, if I remember correctly, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay. I think I might know what you're talking about. That's cool.
No,
Salsa,
thing.
Was that wind that I just took right out of your sails?
Thunder <Would you? laughs> stolen, yeah.
No, Socrates was a stonemason and sculptor for the Parthenon.
That's fucking awesome.
That's pretty cool. Everybody's like, oh yeah, he was a philosopher, he was a thinker, and he was just like, yeah, but he also fucking worked on the Parthenon. Why has nobody mentioned this before?
That is an excellent question. If only there were a philosopher slash stonemason who could answer for Godzilla.
Pardon me.
Anyway. Yeah, so...
That's amazing.
Parthenon out the fucking hotel restaurant. It was so, so good. Anyway, so the next day. Next day, we drive to Sparta.
Okay.
We pick up our rental car, and we drive to Sparta. Yep. And we're using my wife's...
That thing! Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
We're using my wife's phone as our GPS.
Yeah.
And it's
like it is.
4 hours to Sparta. We're like, shit, we gotta get a move on it. It's a bit further than I thought thought it was. And so we're like driving, and it keeps taking us down this, like, we go down this really smelly, like, dock road. And we're, like, driving down the coast. And I was like, this is really pretty, but I thought there was a highway over here. And, like, at one point, like, the road we're on ends with construction, so we have to backtrack.
Shit.
And we, like, go over the highway. And we're like, cool, there's the highway exit. But it's not saying to take the highway exit. Okay, so we're... And so we're, like, on a frontage road now. And I'm like, Raiderly, do you have your phone set to avoid tolls?
Oh, fuck.
She's like, I don't know. Let me check. Sure enough. Disable. Hour and 50 minutes to Sparta.
Cool. Okay.
We're doing this now.
Yeah, when your directions are like, I know a guy. He's got a parrot
exactly.
and a limp. You'll find him in the bar of the One-Eyed
Horse. Seriously, it like halved our trip. And we're just like, oh no, we'll fucking pay the toll.
Yeah,
we will absolutely do it.
Oh my god. oh, that's funny.
Yeah. But so we get to Sparta, and Sparta was raining, unfortunately, in Sparta. So we didn't really
get much there. Very Spartan.
It honestly, it wasn't much there.
oh shit.
Like there
no.
was
no,
no, but in all real, like we got there and we had lunch in the city square, which had this sculpture of a Spartan on one side and like these mosaic tiles on the ground. It was beautiful, and then we go to the Sparta Museum and more bits and things. We see the famous smiling Leonidas statue, which he's smiling because that was the style of statue at the time. They made them with like upturned cheeks, so they have this kind of like grin on their face.
Interesting.
But he's like Leonidas in the helmet,
right,
with this grin, and it just kind of looks creepy.
Yeah.
But it's a famous sculpture. But we see that in the museum. But what was really cool about this museum, it's a really small museum. It's not very big. It's like two rooms. Okay. Each room a little bit longer than the lab. So not huge. But in one of the rooms, like, we're looking at stuff, and suddenly Raider Lee goes, look up.
Oh.
And we look at the ceiling, and the ceiling, they have projected on the ceiling a rain of arrows.
Oh.
So you look up, and what you see is the sky blackened with arrows coming at you. In this constant rain of arrows. And it was just like, fuck, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's really fucking cool.
Nice.
The rest of the museum is just kind of, okay, there's a few things. So look, it's not very big, but that, somebody, beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
But then we went out to the ruins of ancient Sparta. Didn't have a lot of time to be there because we needed to get to our next stop. And again, it was raining and they closed in like a half hour. So we kind of got through the place really quick. But yeah, we saw some of the ruins of ancient Sparta, which is pretty fucking cool. And then we headed over to Olympia. And Olympia, wow, Olympia was cool. We got there, we got our hotel. The hotel was overlooking this valley. Stunning, stunning. So we're on the Peloponnese Peninsula at this point. So think of Greece.
Peloponnese Peninsula.
Yeah.
Peloponnese
so think of Greece. What do you picture in your head?
Food.
Togas. If you were in Greece and you looked around, what would you see?
Columns.
Okay.
Mountains.
Mountains.
Okay.
Is mountains and
the fucking fig trees. I don't know.
Okay.
With, bearing fruit. Yeah.
I didn't really know what the landscape of Greece was going to be, because, like, in my head, Greece is the islands, but what does mainland Greece look like? I don't actually know. Greece is 73% mountains.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It is a very mountainous country.
Yeah.
And so we were just in the mountains all the fucking time.
Goats. Everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Goats. wow. But, oh, no, they were very tasty. No, it's just mountains. It's fucking mountains everywhere. And so all of our hotels, we would just open our hotel window and just go,
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was fantastic. So we're in Olympia.
That's fucking great.
We're in Olympia. We go to, have dinner in Olympia, mm-hmm. and we're wandering around the streets a little bit. It's getting dark. We're about ready to head back to our hotel, and we're walking past this jewelry shop. And there's a couple of guys sitting outside the front, having a cigarette. And one of them is like, "Oh, hey, he greets us, and he's like, where are you from?" And everything. We're Americans, and he's like, "Cool, Americans, that's awesome." And like, I don't even know how it happened. But within, like, 2 minutes of him greeting us, we were inside his shop, and he was showing us pictures of him running with the Olympic torch.
Oh, my God, yes.
It was just like, I got whiplash. It was because it all happened so fast. It just went from, how you going? Oh, and then he's telling us about this app that we have to use that's like a virtual reality of Olympia that you download onto your phone. It's augmented reality. That's what it's called.
Yeah,
augmented reality, app that we have to download. And here's a picture of him running with the Olympic torch. And here's the Olympic torch that he was running with. And here's a picture of him standing with President Clinton. And it's just like, what the fuck just happened?
That's fantastic.
Landes, amazing guy. Amazing guy.
And everybody in town had already heard it, and they were like, yeah, the torch.
No, that's basically like, what
I see it.
but then and then he starts showing us like his merchandise a little bit, and he's got like laurel wreath stuff, and we're just like, oh, this is really pretty stuff. We should come by tomorrow and take a look at it. And he like looks at it and he's like, no. I'm not trying to sell you anything.
Yeah.
We're friends now. I'm not doing this to try to make a profit or anything. I just basically just wanted to meet you. You know? It was, whoa. They would, like, we seriously, this guy was a force of nature. He was
I'm
so
sorry,
cool.
We're capitalists. We do not understand.
He was so cool. He was so amazing. And honestly, so Greece is a cash economy. They don't do credit cards a lot. A lot of it is done with cash.
Huh. Right.
And they're also, in Olympia especially, but in a lot of other places, a tourist economy.
Right.
Sure.
So they were hurting.
Yeah.
In a lot of places around the country.
Yeah.
So right. There was a lot of shops that we were in, mm-hmm. in Athens and in Delphi and in Thessaloniki and stuff like that, where we'd walk in, we'd go, oh, this is pretty cool, you know, we got to get gifts for people that we know, we're gonna, you know, do this, and we buy this, and they're like, you know, okay, you know, here, and they'd sell it to us, and we'd hand over the money, and they'd put it into a bag, and then they would grab something and be like, here, this is for you too, for free, there you go, have this.
Oh,
and like thank you, we appreciate you being here. And like, virtually every shop we were in, we got freebies out of. Because they were just so grateful to have people there.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, I'm not saying you should go to Greece for the freebies, but that was just something that, like, I noticed.
You
like,
you should go to Greece.
Do definitely go to Greece. but anyway, so we get back to the, to our hotel, and we're talking to the person behind the desk. And suddenly I notice there's two more Olympic torches behind the desk.
What?
And I commented on them, and she's like, oh yes, my son's this one in like 84 and this one in like 90 or whatever it was. And it was just
what?
Like, and then you slowly start to realize that in Olympia, fucking everybody at some point has, these things are everywhere. Because the local population, you know, if you're an athlete locally in Olympia, at some point in your life you're gonna run with the Olympic torch.
I guess.
No, but yeah, they just kind of started to crop up everywhere.
That's amazing.
That's wonderful.
Anyway, so then we get to the ruins at Olympia. Wow, that's all I have to say is wow.
Okay.
This was not just like, here's the arena. This was acres of ruins.
Okay.
Like, this was the gymnasium and the arena and, like, training rooms and temples and all of the... And you could just walk amongst them. And it was this huge, wide-open area
mm-hmm.
of ruins and just stuff. Everywhere. And it was way bigger than I was expecting.
Okay.
We spent a lot of time just wandering around before we even got to the arena.
Oh.
You know? So one of the wonders of the ancient world was at Olympia. It was the statue of Zeus.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And right in the center of this whole ruins area is the Temple of Zeus.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, was it big.
You could see his seventh wonder.
Oh my God. I have a picture of my wife standing next to one of the column stones.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the mm-hmm. column is so it's one of the top. It was a Doric column. So this is a, mm-hmm. a top piece that had fallen to the ground. And so it was sideways. So it was laying on its side.
Yeah.
And my wife is standing next to it. And it is bigger around than she is tall.
All right.
This column.
Yeah.
Is massive. Like, the ones at the Parthenon were, like, I could almost put my arms around.
What's that again?
These
are Klingon temples.
These were huge.
Yeah.
And the bits of column are scattered all around here, and you're just walking amongst them feeling tiny.
Yeah.
And you're just like, nice. This temple was fucking massive.
yeah.
It was really fucking cool. And then you actually get to the stadium. And the stadium where the Olympics were held, they didn't actually have seating. It was all grass. Like it was an embankment up.
Oh, but it was like but a there natural.
Was, yeah, it was a yeah. net like natural, you know. But there was no benches or seating. It was grass. Mm. People sat on the ground and watched the Olympics happen. The only seating is right in the center up front where the judges and the priests sat.
Ah.
Everybody else picnicked.
Oh, all right.
While watching the Olympics happen.
Okay.
And yeah, so we were there and we did the thing and that was pretty fucking cool and Olympia was amazing. And then we went back to the hotel and there was a storm that night that knocked the power out for a couple hours and it was really cool. it was a lot of fun. I had a great time. My wife, less so. I like a good adventure. She's not into the adventures.
Some people like vacations in comfort.
Indeed. Yes. I'm trying to get through this as fast as I can.
Absolutely.
I was there for 2 weeks. Then we went to Delphi.
Whereabouts are we? How far along your adventure?
So Delphi, we have just left the Peloponnese Peninsula.
Yes.
I meant time wise.
We're about halfway through.
Okay.
So we're in Delphi. Holy God, the view at Delphi. Delphi is halfway up a fucking mountain.
Sure.
Like, you've got to ascend to get to Delphi, and it's above this plain, and we had to drive through this plain, and it was, we're driving down this, like, two-lane road, and there are olive groves. By the way, South Greece is nothing but olive groves.
Okay.
As far as the eye can fucking see, olives.
All right.
And they were really good, too.
Yeah.
But anyway, Delphi, halfway up this fucking mountain. And...
God damn it.
What?
When you were there, did you feel like family?
Oh my God. James, get out. Just leave. Just leave.
I don't know what that means. So Olive I'm just Garden.
Oh, all right. Okay.
I didn't say anything about a garden. Anyway, But we get to Delphi, and the hotel at Delphi was not our favorite.
Oh.
Okay.
I probably have stayed in worse hotels.
But not many and not much.
Like, the view was amazing, but these beds might as well have been stone slabs.
Oh.
They were really hard. But Delphi itself was... absolutely gorgeous. I honestly cannot word to describe Delphi. It's also another rather large complex spreading across acres. But this is vertical acres. It was a climb. But the Temple of Apollo, where, you know, the Oracle was, and just all of the infrastructure around it. And so the Olympic Games at Olympia were the most important games of the time. But the second most important games of the time were the Panhellenic Games, and those were at Delphi.
Oh.
But, so you've got the Temple of Apollo, which is halfway on a fucking mountain. Then above that you have the Delphi Theater. By the way, saw the Theater of Dionysus at in Athens, the first theater in the world, which my wife was theater teacher was pretty.
I was about to be like, and then Raiderly was like drooling the way down.
There's the theater at Delphi, which look that up. Look at pictures of that. Wow, and then you have to go like three more tiers up to get to the arena at Delphi. And so at this point, Raiderly's like, "No, I'm done. I'm here at the theater. This is as far as I go. You can go up further." And I was like, "Cool." So I mountain goat my way up. Again, I lived in Switzerland. Mountain goat my way up. Even I was just like, "Fuck, I'm tired." When I got to the top, and then I get to the top, and the viewing area for the arena is on the other end of the arena.
Like,
"Fuck!" So I got to walk the entire, you know, distance of this arena, and one stadia, and get to the viewing area. And this one actually did have seating, Like actual benches, bench seating on the sides.
Yeah.
But this was where the Pan-Hellenic Games were held.
Okay.
And it was gorgeous. And then I fucking walked my way back down.
At which point your wife was like, "How you doing?"
I was honestly doing pretty good.
All right.
I've lived in the mountains. I know how to do mountain like hiking, and so I was actually doing pretty good. But yeah, it was still just the thin air and stuff like that. I was like, starting to puff a bit. Okay, that was Delphi. Delphi was fucking beautiful. Then we go to Meteora. Meteora is these stone. It's an old ocean bed. It's these sandstone structures that have been pushed up out of the mountains and then eroded away. And so there's these giant sandstone pillars that some fucking buddy decided we're going to put a monastery on top of it.
Okay.
And then they did that 23 more times. at its heyday, there were 24 monasteries on top of these gigantic stone 400 meter high pillars.
That is nuts.
Yeah, these are over 1,000 feet off of the valley floor. There's just this...
Holy fuck.
And they're just precariously perched on top of these peaks.
Wile E. Coyote style. And
definitely Google the Meteora monasteries.
Oh, all right.
Over the years, many of them have fallen into disrepair. There's a lot of ruins. There's only 6 remaining still in operation today. 4 of them are monasteries. 2 of them are convents. For the Eastern Orthodox Church. We went in 3 of them, 2 monasteries and 1 convent. But you've got to climb up to them. You can drive up to like near where they are, but then you actually have to climb up to them.
Right.
And again, it's more fucking climbing, and my wife has vertigo, so it was exciting. The view from up there, absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely stunning. And it was just like, you definitely understand why the hermits who, you know, founded these monasteries in the first place, why they started building up there. Because it's definitely like, you can't get any closer to God.
Right.
But also they were fucking insane.
Southern hairdos.
Because the only, like, every single one of these had one room that extended out over nothing that had a winch, you know, because that was the only fucking way to get supplies up to these
things is
by hauling it up on a big fucking capstan in a bath, in a net up the side of the fucking mountain.
Yeah.
But... Wow. They did, and they're fucking gorgeous. These Byzantine churches.
So let's talk about faith.
I also learned something about the business. I don't know if you're familiar with the Byzantine style of art, but something I never realized until I read some of their stuff is the Byzantines worked in 2 dimensions.
Yeah.
You do not see Byzantine sculptures.
Right.
Yeah.
I did know this.
I was not aware.
Okay.
Because the third dimension is something that you supply. But they don't do 3 dimensions in Byzantine art.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, that's... Huh.
It's interesting.
Very interesting, yeah. I didn't know it.
It's also a decent amount of pattern to it, too.
Mm. So then we spend the night. We wake up the next morning, and we're going to drive to Thessaloniki, our final destination. And it is my birthday.
Happy birthday!
Finally, happy salsa.
We've reached
birthday.
My birthday, and you're looking at the route to get to Thessaloniki, and we're, you know, we can stop here, and we're gonna stop and look at Mount Olympus because that's between Meteora and we're like, oh, what's this? What's this thing on the Aegean Sea? A nude beach.
Well, all right.
Did you get naked on your birthday?
Wear your birthday suit?
Ah!
And we're both like, I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
We work at Fest.
It's also right. December, so I don't know if anybody's going to be there.
Right.
Let's give it a go.
Right.
And so we drive out there, and it's cold, and nobody's there, and it's windy, so we didn't get naked and go swimming because it was pretty fucking cold. But we almost did. It's like, we're going to give this a look-see, and maybe... I completely forgot about one thing. So when we were at between Delphi and Meteora, we stopped at Thermopylae.
I've heard of it.
Okay.
Thermopylae is where... you've heard of the 300 Spartans?
Yeah, the hot gates.
Thermopylae is where they had their last stand.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So what Thermopylae is it translates to hot gates. It is where a natural hot spring comes out of the ground.
Okay.
And they called it the hot gates because they said this is the gates to Hades, is right here. An alternate myth for why the water is hot is after Hercules slew the Hydra, he washed the poison out at the spring there, and that's why the water's hot. But either way, the water's hot there, and they were like, oh, obviously that's the gates to hell.
Yeah.
Sure. Also smells faintly of sulfur. Nice. Not too bad, but a little bit. Not as bad as Yellowstone. Yeah. So Thermopylae was a great natural defense because it had a fucking mountain on one side and the ocean on the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leaving only about a 300-foot-wide flat place.
Sure.
Yeah. Which is how 300 Spartans, and also about 1,000 other soldiers, but we don't talk about them.
Yeah.
300 Spartans held off Xerxes' Persian invading army.
Yeah.
For 3 days.
Yeah,
exactly. Because these 300 soldiers, plus about 1,000 other soldiers that we don't talk about, They made their last stand there so that the rest of the army could retreat and regroup.
Right.
But nowadays, due to changing geology and stuff like that, the ground level has gone up about 60 feet, and the ocean sea, you know, the sea has gone out a little bit because the ground level has gone up, and so now it's like a mile between the wall and the water, so it really doesn't look like much. So you're just kind of like, I mean, here's a little bit of ruins of a wall.
There's just a plaque sticking out of the ground that says the water was here.
Yeah, it's like there's a defensive wall, you know, kind of over here that you can see a little bit sticking out of the ground, and then there's like a memorial with Leonidas standing there looking all noble. And then you're like, it was about here that it happened.
Yeah.
Roughly.
Yeah.
And then we went swimming in the hot springs at Thermopylae.
Nice.
And that was amazing. That was really fucking
cool. That does sound fucking great.
So anyway, we went swimming there. So then we go to Thessaloniki. And on our way to Thessaloniki, we stop at another hot spring. This one was near the North Macedonian border. So we have gone all the way from the southern end of Greece to the north at this point. We stop at this hot spring. It's really cool because they have like the hot springs coming out of the ground right next to the river. And so you can get in the hot spring and like climb out of the hot spring into the river.
Okay.
And there's a waterfall there.
Oh yeah.
But it's a fucking cold mountain spring. So you get under this cold waterfall.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you climb back into the hot spring and you go, oh.
Tell me, do you have much experience with polar bear plunges and saunas and things?
Yeah. So this is my second and third experience with hot springs. And the first one is in Switzerland where it was snowing, and so we'd roll around in the snow and then hop back into the hot spring. So this time it was a cold mountain waterfall that I was under, and then hop back to the hot spring. Oh, it felt so good. It was so fucking good. Then we went to Thessaloniki. Thessaloniki's in the northern end of Greece. It's a lot closer to like Turkey, and so the food now has like Turkish influences sure. into it. Oh. In the south, we've got a lot more olives and a lot more yeah. fish, and we get into the north, into the more into the mountains, and we've got a lot more pig, and we've got a lot more lamb, and we've some more of the turkey? Spices is a little. I hate you so much. The spices are a little bit different. We're at the ocean now. We're in Macedonia. We're in Macedonia now, and so this is where Alexander the Great's kingdom was. Yeah. So there's Alexander the Great and Philip II statues all over the place. Aristotle was Alexander II's tutor when he was younger, and so there's okay. like Aristotle Square in right on the waterfront, which is gorgeous. And then there's the White Tower of Thessaloniki, which is this tower right on the waterfront. It's an old tower that has been used for many different, you know, empires throughout the years.
Dropping water balloons on children.
But, it's had many, many names throughout the years. It was, like, the Lion's Tower at one point, and then it was the Bloody Tower because it was a prison and execution site. Oh. And then, like, at one point, the Sultan or whoever was in charge at that point was like, mm-hmm. we're trying to rebuild the city's image, and we've got this Bloody Tower. So yeah. he basically is like, you, prisoner, I will set you free if you whitewash the tower.
Oh.
And the prisoner's like, fuck yes, I'll do that. It's a 6-story tower. It's not a tiny tower. But he whitewashes the whole
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he gets to go free. And it was named the White Tower from that point on.
Okay.
But it really fucking cool. Statues of Alexander and
that same
amazing food.
Would then go on to write many books about American history.
Huh. Oh, God. I was actually going to say, listeners, this is not the same tower from the new episodes of Wheel of Time.
I have,
well, there's that.
Haven't seen it yet.
Ah.
That's fair. They mentioned it in the first episode, so I'm not...
Time.
Yep.
So we're walking around Thessaloniki. Thessaloniki is a lot like, you know, like New York, I guess. It's a bustling metropolis. With cars and people. And by the way, driving in Greece, terrifying. Roads are, how to put this?
A suggestion?
Signs are a suggestion.
Okay.
Parking spaces, complete suggestion. I have never seen triple and quadruple parking anywhere else, really.
Not even at a Renfrew parking pit?
It was that bad and worse.
Oh,
wow.
Shit.
Where, God like, damn. Like you would get to an intersection. They would have like an intersection of two streets, and yeah. the sidewalks would kind of curve, right at the corner there, and there would be cars parked there.
Fuck's sake!
All up in the corners, to the point that the only way to get a vehicle through was one car going this way and one car going that way. All other square inch of that intersection was filled with parked
yeah.
cars.
Yeah.
And so literally triple. Parking in some places. Yeah. Like we were like, we've got to get
Fringe Fest.
Yeah.
No.
We were like, we need to get to the airport on Saturday. Are we going to be able to get our car out? Like, what do you do in this country if you need to go somewhere and you're just triple parked in? Like, do you just wait or what do you do? Like, and we walked past some cars, and some cars just had their phone number on the dash.
Oh, all right.
And it was just like, oh, you just call them and say, move your car so I can get out. Cool. That's what they do in this country. All right.
It's not the dumbest thing.
But nobody cares. Like, honestly, road signs, parking spots, that is all a suggestion. There were cars parked on the sidewalk.
I'd have a nervous breakdown.
Yeah. No, you absolutely would. Raiderly was so happy I was driving. Because they're literally cars just parked on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Because you just, that's where there was a spot. So that's where I'm parked now.
I would be sad.
We're walking around Thessaloniki, and we're going to this restaurant near the waterfront. Again, the food. And we walk past this shop, and we're like, I think that's a mannequin shop. Because they
tell me you bought a mannequin.
Because the storefront had nothing but bare mannequins and empty coat hangers. And we're like,
no.
Are they? They're not sold out because there's somebody sitting in the shop. Like, somebody's at the counter of this shop.
Jenna is tactfully not saying something.
Oh, yeah. It's no. Keep going.
Yep.
Just okay. Move on.
No, we're just like,
I believe we're on the same page.
I think this is a mannequin shop. Okay. And then we walk down the street and we walk past another one. Just like a block away from the first one where there was like,
are they selling Emperor's new clothes?
That's what I thought. I had the same thought. I was like, no, that's totally what it's, the Emperor's new clothes. But it was like, but it was just, it was stacked.
And swimsuits for the nudist beach.
But like, it was stacked with. It,
that was pretty good.
That was really nice. But it was it was stacked full of mannequins and mannequin heads. All on the walls and everything like that, but there was nothing on any of them. And there was somebody behind the counter. And we're just like, I think this is a mannequin shop.
You know, call me crazy, but this might be a mafia front.
I don't know. I don't know. We were just really confused. I took pictures. You can see what I'm talking about. It's just a fucking mannequin.
You didn't ask?
No, we had places to be. Anyway. Also, because
triple parked in, where the fuck do you need to go?
No! It gets better. This is the shop that was closed, and I really. Oh, that's the other thing, by the way. Shops, if you're a Greek shop owner and you want to go to lunch, you just close the shop.
Do it.
You just close. Yeah, like whatever. So every time we walked past this place, it was closed, but it sold casters.
Okay.
Casters.
The wheels.
Yeah.
Okay.
For carts.
Yeah.
It was an entire shop that sold nothing but casters.
If you want the Pollux, you'd have to go across the street.
Small ones. Big ones.
Some
like
size
some
of your head.
Like some of these casters were like 8 inches in diameter. But it was nothing. But casters.
Wow.
And I really kind of was like, I know that I'm not the target market here, but I really want to just buy a wheel now because this is working for me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I promise you that if you had bought a caster and you were like, who can I give this to as a souvenir?
James would absolutely. I absolutely thought of you. absolutely did
I'm
think
so
of you.
I'm so sorry that I was in your head in Greece.
No, it's. That's well, you were both in my head in Greece, honestly. And I will honestly say that you were both in my head specifically at Olympia.
Oh.
Where, yes, I.
Because we're champions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we're like gods and goddesses. All
right, stop talking or I'll change my mind.
Okay.
I did genuinely. I thought about shot glasses, but I went, shot glasses, a little cliche. And then I went, you know what? By the way, the coffee in Greece, Greek coffee.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really fucking good.
Oh, yeah.
And the best thing about Greek coffee.
Yeah.
Is it's coffee, and it's little.
What?
Oh my God.
What?
Oh my God.
I'm already excited about this, and maybe I...
James has no idea what's happening.
Oh,
but...
oh they're so good!
Oh my God, they're so cute! Oh my God!
Holy crap, they're so cute!
It's like a little baby... coffee mug about espresso amount, which makes sense, but like with little saucers as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the tiniest of teacups.
That is a cup known as a demitasse for those coffee aficionados out there. It is a 2 to 3 ounce cup. It is meant for espressos or Greek coffees, mm-hmm. and the design on there is a design taken from one of the temples at Delphi.
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
So.
Thank you.
These in Greek blue.
These are gorgeous, yeah.
Made by Hellenistic Heritage.
Mm-hmm. And then there's some Greek writing on there as well.
Oh, good. I don't think I'll be able to read it.
All right.
There's an English
Well, there's a translation under it, so I think you could probably read it.
Cool. But. Design inspired by an inner lace motif decorating a roof. Part of a roof.
Sime?
Of a structure in the sanctuary of Delphi. 560 BC.
Mm-hmm.
So this is lovely. And it actually, it goes with my sake set.
Oh, perfect.
Well, actually.
It's beautiful, yeah.
It's very similar. But just different enough.
Cool.
So I have an espresso maker. This is going to happen.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
My coffee maker only does 4 ounces, though.
Yeah.
I can't get it to 2 ounces.
You're going to have to do it twice.
Oh.
It's a terrible problem.
Oh, shit. Fuck. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
No problem. I was keeping an eye out for things for you.
Aww.
And I saw those and absolutely thought that you would love them. So, but yeah, no. Then
last time I traveled, I just got you drunk.
I'm okay with that too.
You like
coffee. You like tiny things. I like getting drunk. This works out.
Ta-da!
Anyway,
you had 6 drinks before you got off.
I know, right?
Like,
I was having a fucking great vacation, and also I drank so much and I ate so much. I fucking ate so much. Also the baklava. Fucking great.
I would try.
How was the spanakopita?
The spanakopita was amazing. The dolmitas were fantastic. Stuffed gray fleebs.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
Some of them was good, less good. And some of it, like, I had the Greek version of Turkish Delight, and it was okay. Ouzo, again, not so much, but yeah, like some of the lamb and the, I ate a lot. And the desserts, oh man, the desserts were just amazing. There was walnuts and honey and everything, and I was happy. They had this one, I can't remember, it's like kikimas or something like that,
mm-hmm.
Which is shredded phyllo dough.
Ooh.
And then they basically, like, it basically looks like shredded wheat at this point.
Huh.
And then they, like, roll it into a log with honey and walnuts on the core of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, and then they put simple syrup all over the top of it. And so it's basically like a baklava that looks like shredded wheat. And it was really good.
Yeah.
Really fucking good. And I had so much good food. I really did. And then I'm
glad you had good food.
Gonna be chasing that Greek dragon.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And then we left Thessaloniki. We flew to Munich. We had a 23 layover in Munich, so we got a hotel there.
Yeah.
And then flew home. And yeah. And then slept.
Yeah.
But before we did that, we went and kissed our kids.
Yeah.
Because we missed them a great deal.
Yeah.
And this morning was amazing. Because, like, we slipped into the kids' rooms to wake them up. And my wife went to our daughter's room and I went to my son's room. And, like, I just lay down on the bed next to him and, like, just, like, started rubbing his arm.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he stirred and he kind of woke up, you know, a little bit. And he rubs his eyes with his hands and he looks up and he sees me. And he just buries himself in my chest. And it was
the best
moment of the whole vacation.
Yeah.
Was that. Aww. I miss them kids so much. So much. I was so happy to see him again.
Yeah.
Best birthday ever. I'm 40 now.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know how she's gonna top it.
Yeah.
You old man.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going
to
top
it. I was about to say, yeah.
Oh, there's that, yeah.
Well,
other crazy things I ate.
Yes.
Paprika flavored Pringles.
Oh.
That sounds pretty kicking.
They were really fucking good.
I mean, honestly, yeah.
Onion and cheese Pringles.
I'd eat that. Yeah,
they're also very good.
Yeah.
This one surprised me. Delicious. Mustard Ruffles.
Huh.
Yeah, I could see it.
Yeah, I can see it.
I had mustard.
Like, you have mustard in, like, potato salad and shit.
They were amazing.
Okay. Yeah.
All of those were really good, I will say.
Nice.
And that was my Greek vacation.
All right, I am expecting a full breakdown of every food that you ate. your thoughts on them, the pros and cons.
I do, you want a spreadsheet for me, don't
I
you?
I do. And you should have prepared this ahead of time.
Wants a spreadsheet, a bread sheet, and
no, because I shouldn't have gluten anymore now.
Oh, yeah.
Also,
that. Oh, that was another thing that happened this week. I found out I probably shouldn't have gluten either.
Yeah.
Also, we walked past the Dubliner in Thessaloniki.
Yes.
Yeah, no, there was an Irish pub. They served an Irish breakfast. Gotta, I almost went there for breakfast.
Yeah, where the fuck do you think Zeus goes to drink, you know?
Right. Euros. Yes, I had Euros.
Excellent.
Delicious. Ouzo, yeah. Again. Baklava, yeah. Great. Yeah. Olives. I only really like olives in martinis, but I ate a bunch of olives for breakfast.
Yeah,
the Greek wine, very good. The Retsina, not so much.
Not your favorite.
Retsina is a wine that has been flavored with anise and other. like a pine.
Okay.
It was like they took wine and put gin flavor in it. It was not good.
I mean, I would try it. Yeah.
Moussaka. Moussaka was really
Moussaka.
Good.
Moussaka.
Moussaka was very Moussaka. Good. The octopus. Grilled octopus.
Yeah.
Was fucking amazing.
Does not sound
good. I had it three different ways. We had it grilled in white wine, grilled in vinegar, and they had this one where they basically took feta cheese and put it in a ramekin.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, put this spicy sausage, tomato, and an octopus on top of that, and baked it. Fucking great. The octopus was really good. The Greek yogurt, very good. Stuffed grape leaves, again, Dolomitas, very tasty. Saganaki, fantastic.
Hmm.
Spanakopita, delicious.
Spanakopita.
Mastika, we have already tried that one. What else have I done?
More of that.
Lucumades, again, they were okay. Let me see, what else did I do? Other pastries, calamari, yes, I had calamari.
Yep.
Souvlaki. Souvlaki was really good.
What is souvlaki?
Hold on. The bugatza was good.
I feel like there's a girl named bugatza. Sue joke in there.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
I can't quite get to it, though. I'm a little sad about that.
Hi, it's nice to meet you. My name's Sue Flocky.
Oh, God.
Let me see. We're trying to remember all of these ones. The souvlaki was...
I like it with shrimp, the surflaki.
No.
Oh, it's souvlaki is... Souvlaki is like a meat on a skewer.
Oh.
Well, all right. Yeah, I'm for it.
Oh, okay, then.
I do like that.
I'm in. I can't eat that.
Surflaki and turflaki. Yeah.
The bugatza. Oh, the bugatza was really good. It's a custard pie, but it's made with the phyllo crust.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like a custard. If they used a cream custard in spanakopita instead of cheese and spinach. Yeah, it was really good.
My mouth just spontaneously started watering.
Yeah, no, the bugatza was very, very good.
Yep, all right.
Had halva.
Okay.
Halva is a semolina dessert, and it had the texture was the same as cream of wheat.
Okay.
And I didn't enjoy it.
Oh. I love cream of wheat.
I like cream of wheat, but this was like a dessert cake.
Okay.
Huh.
That like as you ate it broke down into that cream of wheat grittiness, and I think
interesting.
Almost like a tres leches, but like really.
No, it's like if they had taken cream of wheat and condensed it into a cake.
Huh.
Yeah. Right.
Like pressed it together until it solidified into a cake, and then as you ate it broke down into a cream of wheat. And it was had like this
things
syrupy
weekend,
flavor, and it didn't work for me.
Not for you.
As a dessert.
Sure.
Okay.
Again, the Retsina was the wine that it had a pininess that didn't go with the grape.
Fair.
Kataifi, that's what it was.
Kataifi?
Yes. Delicious. Was the like shredded wheat phyllo dough stuff. So much fucking good. So much fucking good. Yeah, I've been talking for a long time. We should probably.
We knew that was going
to
happen.
We did know that was. I did try to get through it as fast as I could. Yeah, there was a lot. Yeah.
You were going pretty good. Way to carry that torch.
Yeah, I will. I will post. I will post a few pictures. Not all of them, but mostly a couple of the nude beach.
With nobody.
Honestly, I legitimately do have a picture of the nude beach because you can see Mount Olympus. Right there.
Okay.
There's a view from Mount Olympus right there. Yeah. But no, we were all for it. We were like, it's my birthday. We're in Greece. Let's do it.
And then it was like, everybody's cold.
Everybody's too cold.
Yeah. Oh well.
Should we take a break?
Yes, we better have it.
All right, we're gonna do it.
Seems like a great idea. Yeah.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback at aonpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast. Not being heard has never been a problem for me.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
James. And I'm Jenna.
You fucking jerk.
Yep. And I don't know about you, but I'm ready for Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from... James.
I didn't have the box last week. I was so sad.
I heard James's attempt at a ding.
It was adorable.
Yep. Fuck. All right.
What do you got, James?
Do you have any...
I have a list of five A or B choices.
Oh.
Which will then be followed by the context. All right. So, Fast Five, question number one. Trunk or lap?
I put the spare people in the trunk as opposed to on the lap.
What the fuck is a spare person, Jenna?
The ones that don't fit elsewhere.
Holy shit.
You don't want to ride with them in the front of the car on your lap.
That's a friend you have in case one of your other friends goes flat.
Boob joke?
Yeah, I don't... Whoa, that gets into a weird area. Yeah.
Speaking of flat.
Oh, Jesus.
I heard this somewhere, and it amused me.
Oh. Okay.
But the Earth is, you know, what, 70% water?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that water is not carbonated. So the Earth is flat.
Is flat.
That's a bold claim, considering that all the life on Earth, I think 70% of it is in the ocean, and it's carbon-based, so it is carbonated water.
Oh, wow. Boom. Oh, I like that.
United. All right.
Wow.
Anyway.
Fuck. Yeah, I'm going trunk.
Okay.
I would rather an elephant...
I would rather be held
by an elephant's trunk than have it sit in my lap.
That's fair. That's fair.
Huh. Unless it was real small. Oh, but then I want it to hold me with its tiny trunk.
Hold me closer, tiny elephant.
All right. I'm going to choose trunk. All right.
Going trunk, yeah.
Question number two. Tuesday or Thursday?
Tuesday, because there's two of them.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, that's... The man's got a point.
I mean, Thor's pretty hot. Okay. So I might go Thursday.
That's fair. I don't know which god Tuesday's named after, so...
I don't either.
Yeah. I'm gonna say Thursday.
All right.
Myself. All right. Fast Five, question number three. Monday or Tuesday?
I like Mondays because I get to podcast with my friends.
Aww.
And drink. It's mostly the drinking.
Yeah, well, we know.
Tuesday is after the god Tyr.
Oh, that... Hmm. Okay, I guess that makes as much sense as anything else, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right.
Monday or Wednesday?
Tuesday.
Monday or Tuesday?
Monday or Tuesday.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Monday or Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Moonday.
Moonday or Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Oh, the Tuesday. I'm going Monday.
Okay. Yeah. I'm... Hmm. This is a hard choice, but I'm going to say Monday also.
All right.
All right. Question number four. Tuesday or Thursday?
Oh, I'm having a weird sense of deja vu right now.
Still
I feel
going,
like I just answered this
going
question.
Tuesday. Because there's two of them.
And, I mean,
quite literally.
I'm going Tuesday because it's the second time you've asked this question.
Yes. Yes, very wise.
Because there's two of them.
I'm also going to say... Well, I'm going to say Thursday. Okay. Thursday.
Okay.
No, Damn it, Tuesday. All right.
I hate it when I do this to myself when I'm writing Fast Five
also
as well.
Yeah. Tuesday. All right. Question number five. Russian or Greek?
Russian.
Yeah?
God.
Just be...
I really want to know the context for this one.
I think the alphabet is... I'm able to read Russian quicker than Greek, even though a lot of the letters are the same.
Yeah.
In fact, it's... I'm in Greece. I've been reading a lot of signs in Greek all over the place.
Sure.
And then we get to these monasteries at the Meteora, and it's this, like, Russian Orthodox, and suddenly all of the stuff is in Russian.
Yeah.
And it threw me.
Okay.
Because I was trying to read it in Greek, and suddenly there's a Yah. And I'm like, wait... What is that doing there?
Yeah. All I know about the letters for either of them is what I learned when joining a sorority.
Yeah?
Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Epsilon, Zeta, Eta, Thoi, Rho, Rho, Kappa, Lambda, Mu, Nu, Xi, Crom, Pi, Rho, Sigma, Tau, Upsilon, Phi, Chi, Psi, Omega.
Oops.
I stumbled over the Upsilon.
Upsilon. It's a Minnesotan fraternity.
Oh, yeah. Upsilon.
Oh, for sure. Upsilon. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Upsilon.
Just gonna opsilon right by here.
Just gonna opsilon.
All right. Now, my loves, for the context.
Do it.
Question number one, trunk or lap? If you were to go to a LAN with a nod to Salsa's people allergy, which would you bring? A gaming tower with a trunk of cables and accessories, or a gaming laptop?
If I was actually going to LAN party,
yeah.
I would bring a tower.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
For like the full
Yeah, if I was going to if I was going to settle in
reason.
And do the 24-hour fucking marathon and stuff like no, I'm bringing the big guns.
24 hours, that's adorable.
Or what, you know, whatever. It you know, if I was going to do the full weekend or whatever it is.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I'm bringing
the full Monty.
Yeah.
Full weekend, that's adorable.
I don't land party, obviously.
Yeah, no, no, yeah, yeah.
It's honestly, it's going to depend on which one of my computer setups is better.
Okay.
Like, just straight up.
No matter
up.
What, you're going to bring the best one.
The best one.
Gotcha.
But I will also bring monitors regardless.
Oh. Okay.
So, like, if it's my laptop at the time,
yeah,
bring in the laptop, but also monitors.
Huh.
Because monitor space is important to me.
Monitor space is important. Yeah.
So.
I get that.
Yeah.
All right. I've moved to a laptop setup.
Right.
But honestly, I love having a desktop and a screen and being like embroiled in the setup and everything. Like, there's a ritual to it.
I get that.
And I miss that ritual, even if now I just put a laptop in a fucking backpack with a mouse.
Right.
And bring it with my headset and my controller. Like, it's great. That's fucking amazing, but I miss the ritual of it.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Question number two. Tuesday or Thursday? Which weekly celebration were you more a fan of in your collegiate years? Taco Tuesday or Thirsty Thursday?
Thirsty Thursday.
Yeah?
Yep. Thirsty Thursday.
Yeah.
I just have more fun stories. Also, I don't think we really had a Taco Tuesday, so...
Oh.
Yeah.
So the college I went to had slightly different.
Okay. What were yours?
We had taco whenever the fuck you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
And thirsty every day.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that was also my college experience. Okay. But then, like, twice a week, they were like, yeah, but okay, but this is the time that you're supposed to do it.
No, we didn't really. We just kind of did whenever we felt
I'm pretty sure I've told the story about writing my name in the snow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That was on a Thirsty Thursday.
Okay. I went to college directly after living in Europe for a year.
Mm.
And when I got back to the States, the beer was piss.
Nothing. Yeah.
And you weren't legally allowed to drink it anyway.
And I wasn't legally able to drink it anyway. And so it was just like the whole party culture when I got back.
Yeah.
Just left a bad taste in my mouth.
Literally. God damn it. Nope. 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 One of us has to go.
It
Salsa has to decide who he likes more.
Oh, it's. Oh, I like Jenna way more.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say you, both of you, get out.
I mean, if that was an option, this is a fast five, though. I have to choose one. But honestly, that's one of the reasons I started to brew my own cider in college.
Oh, fair enough.
Just to have something good.
You started that in college? Okay, that makes sense. All right.
Yeah, I was making cider in my dorm.
Extra credit.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a reason I flunked out after 2 years.
I mean, I dropped out after one to have a kid, but you know.
I didn't do a lot of drinking, partying in college at all. But I did eat tacos, so gotta stick with Tuesday.
Yeah. I was a little poor for tacos.
Mm.
Friends would definitely offer cheap, shitty beer. And I went to a lot of parties where you would give, you know, $5 and it was all you could drink.
Sure.
And,
So every Thursday, they had this, like, prayer worship thing. I went to a Lutheran college.
Yeah, all right.
Sure.
Yeah.
This is when I was still...
I'm laughing because I'm just imagining you being like, I showed up wasted.
No. I was...
I left wasted.
This is the point in time where I met my first atheist and realized that was an option.
Oh, sure.
And went, right. But I went to a Lutheran school.
I never had that.
Never have to go to another service in my life?
It was an eye-opening moment.
That is a compelling argument.
But there was this one person who was sexy as hell, who I was trying to get
sexy
to know better. But she was going to these weekly worship things. But after they got done, they would go to BW3s.
Okay.
And so I would show up at the end and just go to BW3s with them.
Yeah.
So that was my Thursday.
All right.
I mean, that kind of tracks with my college experience as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I realized I was an atheist and this was never going to work.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. What else you got?
All right. For me, Thursday. Yeah. I spent way more on booze.
Not Tuesday.
Number three, Monday or Tuesday, which is a crueler name for a child. We're familiar with Wednesday Addams.
Right.
Which is fine. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's the out of left field
one. Going to name your kid Monday or Tuesday, which would be the worse option?
I mean,
I think Tuesday.
Yeah?
Because there's nothing, like, the only real fun association with Tuesdays,
mm-hmm.
right, is tacos.
Yeah.
And tacos are amazing. But also, if you have a girl.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh,
God. No, that could go poorly in middle school.
If
I think Monday also just has more of a name feel to it.
Okay.
I'm not picking up what Jenna's laying down on
Taco the... Tuesday would be a very bad association.
Taco, okay, got
for a
taco, gotcha. Okay,
yeah.
All right. I'm going the other way. I feel like Monday.
I suppose you could have a case of the Mondays. Ooh. Oh fuck!
No, Monday as a name. Yeah. Monday. I don't like that. Like Tuesday. I'm trying to picture myself standing on the porch saying. It's time for dinner Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that good sound. Whereas time for dinner Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I'd say Tuesday. Monday is the more cruel.
Yeah.
I think Tuesday is the more cruel. I think Monday is a bit more melodic.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? Monday.
Yep.
Monday. Yeah. Monday.
See, Tuesday. Yeah. Monday.
Tuesday is too much. It's too. Ooh.
Monday. Monday
lot
just.
Of, Monday.
Yeah, I just. Too much of a diphthong in Monday.
Monday.
I love it. Mm.
Tuesday.
I think it's
Tuesday.
It sounds more elegant to me.
Tuesday sounds more elegant to me. That's weird.
Yeah, I'm with James.
Meh.
Damn it. Huh. Fuck.
I'm gonna
switch.
Yeah.
Switch into Monday.
Now.
No, I said Monday. No, sticking to Monday.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
I think Mondays, just because the entire capitalist workforce has such a bitter association with Mondays.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
I spent so much time trying to think of a name for my child that they were not going to get picked on. I spent so much time, going over options and trying to find something good. Something that still had some possibilities for, like, nicknames or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I settled on the one that I did. And then 13 years later, my daughter's like, nope. I'm like, God damn it. I worked so hard on that.
Yeah.
I worked so hard on that. No idea. Fucking teenagers have no goddamn appreciation.
Plus, if you name your kid Monday, what's the short for that? Like, what's the nickname for that? Money?
No.
Momo?
Mund.
Momo?
Mund.
I like Momo.
Mund.
Momo's cute. All right.
Momo's adorable.
But you could also, Mund. Tutu is...
Ah, today. Nope.
That's
no,
not
Tui.
Or Tui.
Tui.
Two, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I like Momo.
Mund.
I like Momo.
All right. So, question number four. Tuesday or Thursday? Which is the worst day of the week? Like, between the two of them, which one do you dislike more?
I don't really hate days.
Yeah. I have dates on both days, and I like that. But as far as, like, the day part of the day?
I don't care.
I think I kind of hate Tuesday days.
I think Wednesdays are the days that I don't like as far as work is concerned.
Yeah?
Which is one of the reasons why I do family game night afterwards, is because that's delightful.
Rinses the taste out of your mouth.
Yeah.
I guess my plans...
Because Wednesdays, for some weird reason, are the day that I have all of my meetings.
Yeah. Huh. Ah, yeah, that would make it suck pretty badly.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, Tuesdays and Thursdays are the days that I have all of my meetings. Okay, this is starting to make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the answer is the day that you have the most meetings is the day that sucks the most.
That's fair. And between the two of them, Thursday has the most meetings. I'll go with Thursday.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. Thankfully, my evenings are nice.
It kind of depends on the week. I think this week I have more meetings tomorrow, so I'm going to go Tuesday.
Fair enough. Changes with the tide.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't care one way or the other, so I'll just stick Tuesday.
All right.
There you go.
So, question number 5, Russian or Greek. If you had no Thousand Island for a Reuben, which dressing would you choose, given that the one you choose would be made with allowances for your allergies?
Okay.
See, I'm not allergic to pumpernickel, but pumpernickel makes me gag.
Well, you can still have a Reuben on, like, a rye.
Rye bread also, and also sauerkraut makes me gag.
What about? Oh wow, okay, huh?
So it's not an allergy. I just don't like it.
So if you were to get a corned beef sandwich,
I like corned beef.
Okay, and if you were to
love
get
corned
it
beef
with one of those two dressings,
I would do Russian.
Russian dressing?
Yeah. I love Russian dressing.
What is Russian dressing? I don't know.
It's kind of a cream dressing, which is why I mentioned the allergy thing.
Sure.
But it's red.
Yeah.
Is that like French?
It's kind of... No, it's Russian.
But is it like the French dressing?
No.
It's less thick.
Kind of halfway between, I would say... ranch and Catalina. Weirdly, I don't.
Okay.
No, that's not. It's not correct.
Well, I mean, on a Reuben or on corned beef, I'd probably go the Russian one because creamy just sounds better than like a.
Yeah. Okay.
A
Russian dressing is Thousand Island without the pickle.
Oh.
Oh.
Huh.
Well, then probably Russian. That seems...
Yeah, and then I just ask him to toss a little relish in it.
Yeah.
Huh.
Pretty much.
Well, all right then.
Okay.
Problem solved.
Done.
That's what we do for you folks. We solve your dressing-related problems.
But not your dressing-related problems.
Why would we want to solve those? So...
Yes!
That is a...
Nailed it.
Fast Five.
Yay.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, please send two emails to salsa@a1podcast.com. The first one should include the choices, and the second one repeat those choices and then give us the context. Does anybody have a shout out?
I need to give a shout out to my lovely office apartment manager lady.
Solid.
Yep. Yeah. You heard the story. She has made living in that apartment complex an absolute delight. I don't know her well. Like, I know her name, but I'm not going to say it on the internet without her permission. But
yeah,
she is wonderful. Absolute delight. And has just... like, every time I walk by, too, she's like, hey, did you grab some coffee? Because we have free coffee service and, like, all this. I know, right?
You can use your little coffee cup now.
Well, it might be a little too small for
many,
the dispensary.
Many, many cups of coffee. You can be like, oh, man, I went through 6 cups of coffee this morning.
The coffee maker actually broke down a couple weeks ago. And so the apartment complex brought in Caribou for people.
Oh, wow.
Right? Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm sure that was all. I was at Joe's, but like, I'm sure it was. That was just like.
Oh, you. I'll beep it out.
Okay. Yep. Anyway, I'm sure she just was the one on top of that. And I was just like, we're getting coffee for these people.
Yeah.
She's such a sweetheart. She's like the mama bear of the apartment complex. She's
that's
like,
wonderful.
I'm going to take care of things.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
So there's that. I want to... Okay, so in the theater experience that I had with my date and also with Jenna Young seated next to me... I totally crashed his date. We were... Yeah, this is now, what, the third time that's happened?
Yeah. Okay. And, like, completely on accident every time.
Like, we actually have to stop meeting like this. Okay.
Yeah.
Nobody crashes my dates. It's really simple.
I don't take my wife out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you guys do go out, it's to another fucking country on another goddamn continent.
Right. Damn right. Although, to be fair, when we went to Ireland, Jeff and Stacy did hang out with us.
Ah, it has happened. Yeah. And then they told you about hurling, and your life was changed for the better.
Yes, it was.
All right. So, in the middle of some whatever fucking story it was that I was regaling both of you with, like a complete asshole, the person in front of us turned around and was like, no, I gotta hear this now. I was trying not to listen, but yeah, I gotta know. Props to you.
Oh, that guy was delightful.
Fuck yeah. All right. Like, I admire you not trying not to listen, but also, like, once you're in the story and you're all right, I gotta
honestly
know how this ends.
I respect that.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Like, I'm sorry, you're sitting directly behind me. I can't help but not overhear.
Right. Yeah. No,
this is an amusing anecdote, and now I need to know.
Yeah. And you're not being exactly quiet about it. Well, it's not like you're whispering.
It's not like I can help that.
No, I respect that.
Yeah.
And he has also let you know that he has been listening, and if you do not wish the next part to be said, you do know to stop.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
This, I respect this to the nth degree.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what the fuck I was talking about.
Doesn't matter.
I do. You were talking about how awesome Jess is and how many other people have told you how awesome Jess is.
Anyway.
And in which locations people have told you how awesome Jess is.
How many times I've been hit in the face with a belt as a result.
Anyway. You done?
I am now.
All right. I'm giving my shout out to Ange Olsen.
Yeah.
Who is Jarl Issa out at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Not only is she an amazing performer and person in general, but we needed a ride home from the airport at 9:45 at night in the snow. And she stepped up and said, yes, I will absolutely give you a ride home from the airport. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
Big props. You didn't have to do it. You did it. I appreciate it. So, does anybody have anything to plug?
Coming up at the end of the month. And the beginning of the next one. The annual Vilification Tennis Fuck 2021 shows, plural, will be taking place, one of which starts at 10 p.m. on the 31st of December and goes until midnight.
Wow, you could bring in the new year with Vilification Tennis.
We will drop our balls on you. And then January 1st, we will bring back the repeat performance. Yeah, no, it's going to be fucking great. And then to ring in the new year as one puts a ring around a bathtub. It is a collection of our best and most favorite and audience favorite things from the show from the prior year. And we're just going to hit it hard. So
nice.
These shows almost always sell out. Like, I don't think I've ever seen one that wasn't just fucking full. So get your tickets as soon as they're available.
Yeah. Maybe streaming?
We'll
find out if my computer works. We'll find out when I'm not going to do it tonight, but like tomorrow I'll probably, because I'm staying at Joe's again tonight. But tomorrow I'm going to go back home and I'm going to see if I can make that work. So maybe streaming? If you want to find out more, you can follow me on Twitch at twitch.tv/AuntieIla, AILAH.
Nothing for me.
Cool.
All right. I've got too much other stuff going on. Buying a you know, moving into a new house and shit like that.
I do want to recommend a show to see, not Die Hard because it's sold out, but It's an Honorable Life.
Oh,
is playing at the Mounds Theater.
Good call.
Yes.
I am not involved in it this year. James. Keep bringing up Klingon bullshit, and I'm not involved this year. Oh, God, oh, I'm not bitter. Sorry. Whatever, you asshole. Anyway. but many wonderful people are, and I'm not actually upset about not doing the fight choreography this year at all, because it is an SAFD fight person, teacher, also the SAFD regional representative, and the person who has been producing Human Combat Chess since its inception, Mr. Mike Lupke. So I am super excited to see what he has done as far as choreography for this show. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like I do a pretty good job, but I'm pretty sure his is going to be better, because I am not all of those other things previously stated. So. Yeah. Definitely go to see what will probably be fantastic fight choreography, a ridiculous fucking show that is an absolute delight, and drink some blood wine while you're there.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do we have any final thoughts?
Bye, bye, love you, bye.
In that case, thank you so very much for listening to this episode. Thank you to James for the Fast Five that he supplied us.
Fast Five.
Now you're mad with power.
On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
I want to blame you, and normally I do blame you. But I
just go.
I'm pretty sure this is actually my fault.
Oh shit!
We've got it on tape.
Oh